To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, and this is the British Tech News Show for your Friday 11th edition 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we've got another Microsoft update to get us into the weekend. Might want to do this now in case everything goes wrong. You know, not on a Monday. Yes, introducing KB5010386 update for Windows 11. This update will fix the problem with the LDAP. That's the Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, by the way. Plus, of course, those lovely security fixes will be on board with this update. And apparently some quality improvements, too. Now, as far as that LDAP update, that error message you've been getting, that error 0x20EF, you know, the directory service encountered an unknown failure, apparently has been resolved. And those security updates, well, apparently Microsoft didn't want to share those security updates. Microsoft wants to keep that on the down low, apparently, stating we want to keep you as secure as possible and don't believe hackers need to know about these vulnerabilities. Okay. There is also some new improvements and fixes to the taskbar. Sure, that'll make some people happy. Another little bug fixes that might have irritated you before, but apparently are no longer there. Can't guarantee you, though, that Microsoft got all of them. Of course, KB5010386 update, available to download for the Microsoft Update or, of course, Microsoft Update Catalog. We talked to Google, of course. We talked to Siri. We talked to Alexa. Heck, we've even talked to our PlayStation 4. Get ready, however, though, to talk to your PS5. Yeah, with a new update coming for PlayStation 4 and PS5 systems, Sony is now ready to add support for voice commands in the PlayStation 5. Now, yes, the previous generation console actually had a little bit of that feature all the way back in 2013. And finally, I guess Sony said, oh yeah, maybe we should add that to the PS5 too. Now, apparently this will be beta to start with, and the beta will be available to English-speaking countries only to start. That would mean the US and UK will be the first run to get it. And if you want to talk to your PlayStation, all you got to do is say, hey, PS. Now, not that, you'll say PlayStation, but I don't want to summon your console right now. Though it is a feature you can turn on and turn off if it becomes annoying. The new feature, of course, will allow you to launch games and other apps on your console, as well as even open the system menu and control media playback. There's also going to be new accessibility features too, including one that makes headphones output mono only. Yes, no more of that stereo sound. Now, also part of this update, Sony will be tweaking how group chats actually work, and another feature will allow you to filter your games by genre, and even added support for more screen reader languages. Now, Sony will be launching these updates for PlayStation 4 and PS5 later this year. However, though, if you want to be a tester, head on over to the company's website and maybe you can get on board. And finally, what the hell is going on over at Peloton? Yeah, talking about the company makes the bikes, exercise, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, we've been hearing Amazon, they might buy Peloton, Nike. Yeah, they're also interested. We don't know what's going on. What we do know is 2,800 people over there, they no longer have a job. But at least they got a free membership. Say what? Yes, Peloton actually announced they were letting go of 2,800 people this past Tuesday. Their severance package actually includes, when they lose their job, a complimentary Peloton membership for the next year. Aw, because nothing goes better than, you're fired, why don't you go work out? Now, apparently this has all been part of Peloton's platform since the beginning of the company. We may not be able to pay you anymore, but by golly, we can help you work out for a year for free. Now, yeah, the people that have been let go over there at Peloton will have some sort of a cash severance allotment, and they will also have their healthcare benefits extended. Of course, this has a lot to do with that $439.4 million net loss that happened in the fourth quarter of last year, showing that Peloton, yeah, it ain't doing so good. That's probably why other companies are saying, hey, we'll swoop in and buy it cheap. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Do you love the news show? Well, we could use your support. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your support will actually help this show stay on the air, because without your support each and every month, this show simply is not possible. While you're also at our official website, check out the other shows from the British Tech Network, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show 2. You can also find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great weekend, have a fantastic Friday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.